Today is the 22nd of July 2008, and I'm now sitting in Pristina, Kosovo, with the General Behar Salimi, who is the Assistant Commissioner for Border Police with the Kosovo Police, and currently acting Deputy KPS Commissioner, Kosovo Police Service Commissioner. First, thank you for your time. And before we start the interview, I'd like you to confirm that you've given your consent to the interview.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Well, without further ado, I'd like to start by asking you a little bit more about your personal background, the jobs you held before this position, and how did you get involved into policing work?
Yes. 1984. I was a cadet of police academy that was in an old system in a former Yugoslavia, and the police academy was in Kosovo, in a small town, Voštri. I did 4 years police academy. In that system you had to go 4 years all the time to learn about internal affairs and police issues. And after that, to get the title police officer, nothing more. Maybe that was the idea of the communist system, to have a state police rather than police who are serving community. And they kept us for 4 years trying to build up us as people who are going to serve them and political party rather than community. And they try to maybe clarify, or not clarify, but to clear our mind and to keep us out of our personality. However, I did that police academy 1984-1988. I had 1 year and 8 months experience in that kind of policing. And that was a communist way of policing, so-called, or more state oriented police, not community oriented police service in that time. In 1989, exactly 1990, we were terminated by the Serbian government because they wanted from us to use us as their service in order to destroy the autonomy that Kosovo had in that time, because Kosovo was a federal unit and had self-determination without opportunity to govern themselves, but it was in the constitution. And we, as a people who are law enforcement, we didn't want to follow those political orders, which weren't legally, which weren't even based on the Yugoslavian constitution. Those orders have been against the constitution, federal constitution. And you can imagine 1990, 1991, Yugoslavia was going down every day, being separated in a single republic, indeed single countries. From that time, I organized. After I was terminated, I organized the labor union, or so-called trade union, union who is going to support those former police officers who used to be terminated. And we had around 2,000 officers in that time. And that labor union has got all of them in order to take care for them to social issues. We dealt with social issues in the beginning. And after that, when the resistance started, the political resistance was more dynamic, and we started to act as a shadow police in Kosovo, and operating only in a way that it's not going to be confrontation, military confrontation, or with arm with Serbian police service here in Kosovo. We gathered information, intelligence information. We took care for our safety situation overall. We provided those political leaders with some information in order to make good decisions, in order to have Kosovo here where we are today. This was the beginning. However, during that time, I was deputy to the leader of the trade union. 1988, some action started. 1998, some military action started in Kosovo. War was there. During the war, I was active in the political level and analytical level in the Kosovo mission in Albania. It was in Tirana. They had a mission there. It was like an embassy accepted by the Albanian government, but not fully recognized by the... and it was understood in that time that we weren't still not even a province, a recognized province. And after the war, I again came back and went back to my profession. And I applied to become a police officer.
So that's in 99?
99, exactly. I am the second generation, second class. I did a new democratic training for a new way of policing in 2000. We started 1999. It was a very short training for 9 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I did in February of 2000. 6 month traffic police officer. After that, I applied in Pristina. I worked in prison as a traffic police officer. Prison is a very good city. If you will have time to visit, it's a good countryside there. I worked there for 6 months, and after that, I became in the main police headquarters, as a KPS public relation officer. After in 2001, I was appointed as a spokesperson, the first KPS spokesperson. It was good. Being first one, you will be liked more, even if you look good, bad, or even if you say not good articulated things. After, in 2003, I became a lieutenant colonel. I went in a regular process of it being interviewed, doing tests, and so on and so forth. And I became a head of division for, it was division for government, it's VIP protection and facility, vital facility buildings protection. It's like Marshall Service in US or protective service. And I became a commander of that division. In 2004, I became the head of administrative services in the colonel rank. After that, deputy commissioner for administration, as you have heard by Hilbert, because in his time I was deputy for administration. And administration, in our concept, is IT, budget issues, procurement issues, training issues, police academy, logistical issues, all those discipline or internal affairs, audit and control, all of those things were selection, recruitment, those things were under my responsibility. Huge, big responsibility. In November of 2007, last year, I was appointed as a deputy commissioner for, assistant commissioner for border police. By education, I am a lawyer. I did the Faculty of Law. I am now doing master's topic, National Safety Policy of Republic of Kosovo. I am married. I have two children, son and daughter. I did some further education. I was in Germany for 15 weeks in a George Marshall Center, College for International and Security Relationships. That was the, and I did also training in Florida, in Jacksonville, North Florida. It's IPTF, it's Institute for Police and Technology, Management and Technology, something like that. You can see that certificate, Institute of Police Technology and Management. We used to be there in 2002. I did some training on community related issues. Too long. For a young guy, too long.
So when you decided to apply for the new KPS, because the Kosovo Police Service is formally created in 1999?
Yes, right? The date is 6 September 1999. And the date is the date when the first class started training. We used that date as an establishment or a day, historical day.
So when you apply at the time, everybody applies at the entering level.
In that time,
regardless of your past.
Yes. Yes. In that time, I remember we were 20,000 applications. Among them, we had former police officers. Most of them were former KLA or Kosovo Liberation Army officers and regular citizens. All of us, we were put in the same procedures. In the beginning, and this is maybe good for your research, it was you will have some credit beforehand. For example, if you, like me, were a police officer, mm-hmm. you will get 2 scores or 3 scores. I don't know exactly, but I had some credit because I was a police officer. It depends from experience. My colleagues, some generals here, who used to be 20 years, they has got more credits. I don't know what criteria they used to put those scores, but however, I had some credits. If you are with faculty education, you did the faculty, degree, bachelor, mm-hmm. you get additional scores. Before you do testing, written test, you do written test, mm-hmm. you do oral interview, and they will add on the end of the process those scores, and they will comprise the list of best qualified. All those scores are put in there, and you will see if you are among those 500, for example, or 100 who are going to go in police academy. This was in the first 5 generations. After this, somebody from US came here as a deputy commissioner, and he changed. He wanted each and everybody equal, without any kind of credit, without having in mind their background, professional background, whatsoever. And this was in a second clause, which means 2002, we changed this. But in the beginning, when I was applying, I had some credit because I had the police education and faculty or bachelor degree.
Was there any promotional system in place at the time? Was your the system of credit, was it determining your potential advancement within the KPS? When were the first promotions made in the KPS?
First promotions have been made in 2001. Mm-hmm. 2001. And I am among those who are the first promoted people. We had 2 parallel processes. One was for appointment, appointment process, and another one was for promotion. Maybe I will try to clarify what I'm trying to say. For the senior ranks, for example, mm-hmm. I am appointed from police officer to the lieutenant colonel's rank. Mm-hmm. They did some interview with us, but we didn't want in a normal procedure. And I understood this because they were in rush. We need as soon as possible service. Now, let's see who is. They put us some of who were educated with, and now they took into consideration our education, our experience, our charisma, how well we are, how popular we are in Kosovo.
In the community.
Yes, exactly. Our success in this service, not in the former service. Mm. And they put us kind of 3 weeks training. Our supervisors, Americans, France, German, some were from India. They work with us, and they recommended some of us, and they comprise the list of the people. They are potential leaders. Okay, they sent us in police academy for 3 weeks.
Was it a senior management?
Yes,
training?
Senior management training, and they evaluated us through that. 6 IPOs, international police officers, were all the day with us, watching us, observing us.
How many were selected for this pool of?
We have that time we have been six.
Six. Okay.
From 45 or 50 were on the list. Indeed, 100, because they repeated. They has got another potential leaders, another potential. In the beginning, we were six, five lieutenant colonels and one colonel. I was proud because through results, scores, because on the end of the process, they did interview.
The tests.
They asked you about your vision, about strategy, about management skills. It was quite excellent. And I was proud because on the end of the, I was the youngest one in the group. I was among my former chiefs in the former service. And I was a little bit afraid that they could be more experienced, more educated. But in a new way of policing, I saw that they are really very, very young. Mm. They are good in the old way of policing. In the old way of policing, nobody could say to police no. Mm. And it was easy to be a good manager in that time. Just say yes to the political party, communist political party, and you will be manager. Now in a democracy, you need every day to work hard in order to prove yourself that you are manager or you are leader. And this was one process. Another one was a regular one. Regular one was this. Open vacancy for sergeants. Sergeant is first rank in the police here. And each and everybody was eligible to apply. Now they will do pre-selection or preliminary selection. They will go through, for example, some practitioners, some people who yesterday used to be graduated. They were eliminated because they yesterday started, tomorrow they're asking to be sergeants. People about 6 months experience, they applied, and that was among, in that time, around maybe 1,000 police. We were all around Kosovo in that time, 2001. Maybe 800, it's possible. Let's say 80% of them applied, and we have got only 42 sergeants on the end of the process. But that process was this. They apply, they are going to give you a test, 150 questions. You have to respond those questions. You will be, those tests was sent to the scanner, not a human being physically.
There is multiple choice.
Multiple choice. Mm-hmm. They send it to the scanner, and we had no opportunity to influence in the, that was, for us in Kosovo, it was something very, very modern, something never seen before. And who passed 75% was eligible to be interviewed orally. Now they will interview you orally and they will score you, and after that both of results are going to be comprised. Recommendations will be respected, but without scores. They will just be I recommend or not recommend, and they will bring to the best qualified list. And now they will see the structure. Do we need sergeants? Okay, whoever was about, let's say, overall score is 75% is eligible through 1 year. Through 1 year, you did. After 3 months, for example, structure is going to ask additional sergeant. No need additional process. Those people who are on a pending list, waiting list, eligible to be promoted, they could be. This was to save money. This was to save time and to save resources. This was regular. And after that, they have got opportunity to apply for lieutenant, captain, major. Till major's rank was a regular process. Major's rank and above, it's appointment. Appointment, yes, appointment.
So that's approximately how many now in the current police force is the top three ranks.
I have no figures. I know that we are five generals. Mm-hmm. I know that we are around 14 colonels. Colonels are the second ranked officers. I'm not sure if I'm exact, but it's approximately. Okay. About 24 majors it is. And 100 captains, 100 around 100 captains, because captains are dealing with stations, with those are maybe the first line managers, and we have got in a force which is 7,335. We have got in our structure the span of control based on the management books, one supervisor to for 5 to 7 officers. We respected that span of control. Okay. We think that somebody can supervise those 5 to 7 people. Somebody smart can supervise more than that, but it's a book oriented management.
The idea of the Kosovo case is that at first in 99, the international community came with an executive mandate. So the UN was in charge of policing. However, their mandate was to help the Kosovo build a Kosovo police service. So can you walk us through maybe some key stages in the process of transition and benchmarks in terms of achievements of the KP?
Yes. The UNMIK police had a mandate to take care for the law and order in Kosovo. They were mandated to enforce the law. And second objective and mandate was to establish the KPS in that time. Early in the beginning, the IPOs individually, as organization, it was okay. They had a good policy. They prepared the transition plan, 3 years transition plan. I remember in 2001 we saw a transition plan for a strategic plan, because it was 3 to 5 years. They were thinking that for 3 to 5 years we will be fully responsible and sustainable organization. But individually they didn't trust people, and we had no local ownership in that strategy. This was very, very lack and weakness, I think. Maybe they didn't find out the individuals who had a strategic way of thinking or visions. Maybe Kosovars, because of lot of respect to IPOs, sometimes they estimated them as people who are coming with all knowledge that we have in the world, which is not true, because among IPOs there are a lot of people who are not competent even to do a police job, and maybe it's there are good reasons, or maybe there are just we can justify it, because not in each mission you will get all professionals that you need. But this was a weakness. We had no ownership in that strategy. Achievement was, however, establishment of structure. This was done by Deputy Commissioner for Development and Development of KPS. It was almost responsibility of American police officers in those positions. Police Academy was led by American guy.
Do I see? Steve Bennett.
Steve Bennett, exactly. Steve Bennett. He worked hard. I'm calling him founder of training system in Kosovo, because he did. He worked hard. And in a KPS director position was American guy, because we had, in UNMIK organization, we had KPS organization, and that organization was leaded with executive authority by an American. And in a deputy commissioner's position for development was another American guy. And this made us to have today almost the similar organization of the law enforcement agency with the United States, with UK some in some area, and in some area it's similar to Germans. This means, for your research, it is obvious that people individually are going to push their style of policing or their way of thinking if they are in a position in which they can move things. And now it depends if you are from what country. Because if you are from Kosovo and you are in Liberia, nobody is going to listen to you in order to prepare a police structure. But if you are from the United States or from France or from Germany, they will listen to you. And this means that you can, you have opportunity to positively influence in their structure, which means that we lost track to build the police, Kosovo police, with its identity, own identity, with the culture and mentality, because we cannot be never, at least not immediately, German police, because our nation is not a German nation yet, with the way of thinking, with the manner that, at least we have no infrastructure. If I ask from people to not to park illegally, as a municipality, we should provide them with a parking space, legal parking space. They are not parking legal parking space, and somewhere I have to park, because I have got a right to have a car. I bought the car. I need to have a good roads. I need to have a good parking space. And as a police officer, if I punish everyday people, but on the other side, the government is not offering infrastructure to implement the law, because you are asking for me to do something which we have no infrastructure. But there is a law, okay. But the law should respect the reality. I mean, it's I try to somehow to, but we are in a good way, and in a very fast way, we are reaching some standards. And I'm happy with this in comparison with Bosnia or Sierra Leone or Liberia or Kosovo is far away. And I was a little happy when I heard you that you are, you, it looked like you are in Europe, because you are in Europe. Yes, we need, it's a long way to go, but we are in a good way.
So after the 3 to 5 year transition plan that had been drafted, So the benchmark was reached in 2004, 2005. That was the
In a 2000. Yes, in a 2004, it was achievement. KPS admin pillar. I hope that in the next coming days we will provide you with structure, and you will see what KPS admin pillar is, and you will have more opportunity to explain afterwards. But in 2000. On the end of the 2003, we started process of transition on the pillar level. Till then, we achieved to do transition 80% of the police station. Police stations. We achieved to transition two regions in 2004.
So transition, just to clarify, it's from a Yemenic officer being the head of a police station, then he becomes a KPS officer. Who has the police station.
Monitored by IPOs.
Monitoring advice position, but they're not in a decision.
Yes, exactly, not decision making. Yeah. In the station level.
So 80% of police station by 2004 were already transitioned.
In a police station, exactly. In a 2004, also all admin pillar and his authority was transitioning. Admin pillar, I'm proud because I was leading that process, and I thought in that time that in administration, transition should be done early. Why? Because we used to deal with Kosovo law for budget, for example. We used to do, in administration, you are dealing with strategic issues. You have a business plan, and you have to implement that business plan based on the local regulations. Why we should have somebody from internationals to they need additional time to listen, to learn those law, financial law. More than that, you are responsible for the money that you are spending. Because when I say administration, budget was the most headache maker for me. And I relate everything with money there. And I asked... even as a suggestions, whenever we will have a mission in the future, admin side of the service, leave locals, monitor them, but leave them, because they are penally responsible, they are morally responsible for what they are doing, and they will sustain, because In administration, you are dealing with strategic plan 2 to 5 years, for example. And nobody from ANMIC police had such a opportunity to be 2 to 5 years all the time in the mission. They were 6 months, they go and they leave the business plan on the half of the road. We are getting another IPO who is starting from the beginning to do another project, another business plan. And because of that, in 2004, we did that. I was very persistent, I achieved to get that. I'm and that time I has got a nickname like Apache helicopter. Somebody who, when you know, Apache helicopters are the best helicopters now in military of United States. And in 2005, we continued to do a transition of the regional commands. We have 6 regional commands in Kosovo. You have 32 police stations, 6 regional commands, and those police stations are related to, for example, you have Pristina region, and you have 4 stations, Glogovac, Podijeva, Lipjan, and 2 in Pristina station. Those regions, except Mitrovica region, those regions are in 2005, 2006 transitioned. Now, Mitrovica is still not transitioned yet. In the station level, yes. In the regional level, it's an international who has executive power. And he make a decision for those officers because of the sensitivity, because of minority in the north, because of problems that we have with Mitrovica. And in the strategical level, in the main headquarters, except administration, which is, as I told you, from 2004.
Already transitioned.
Yes. In operations, there is still IPO, deputy commissioner, who has executive authority. With me in a border, which is more difficult for me because I used to be independent, and now I have an IPO who has executive authority to make decisions, and I have to follow. In a crime pillar, the same situation. Which means that the most senior officers are still with executive power from ANMIC police. It depends if you are skillful enough, you will take decision by itself and some adjustments, but you will continue to run the business. But currently, we are speaking about commissioner's office. He is international. He has deputy commissioner KPS, but commissioner's position is not transitioned. He is still decision maker, executive authority raised with him. And all head of departments are still executive, with executive authority. Maybe I achieve to.
So is there a timeline for the transitioning of this key position, operation board,
no,
and the commissioners?
No,
unfortunately. And has the
no.
Declaration of Independence made any difference in this level?
Practically, yes. Practically, yes. We are feeling more powerful, and we are making some decisions without asking them. But in a formal sense, we are not allowed, because as a police officer, you need a paper in order to do something. Authorization. But practically, yes. Regarding deadline, in American's time, when I say this, I mean in that deputy commissioner's time, it was a deadline for transition. In 2006, what happened? We have got a directorate for transition, something like that, head of department for transition, comprised by ANMIC police. And what they do? They go somewhere. And they say, okay, we would like to do a transition of operation center. And they will do some evaluations, some estimations. And they will recommend transition or not. Which means that there are no deadlines, but it depends from their estimation. It's head it's ANMIC police department. It is one KPS officer with them. And it's a weakness because that department should be half locals, half international, in order to have a smooth transition. Because with IPOs, if Ban Ki-moon is not going to say move from Kosovo, some IPOs here will forever be here. Good salary, good ladies, good countryside, good weather. Everything is good for some people here. And because of that, if depends from them, they will find out something. Imagine, they told me for one border crossing point, it's not ready for transition yet. I said, why? because there is no internet there. I said, is it necessary to have internet? Give me some Brussels instruction or Washington DC instructions. Where is wrote that in a border crossing points is necessary to have internet? How my father's protected borders without internet? Do I have a cell phone? Yes. Radio. Do I have a radio communication system? Yes. Do I have another means of communication? Intranet. Yes. Why? But, and that tells me that they sometimes want just, hey, you are not ready for transition. You didn't grow up enough, and so on and so forth.
So what are the major challenges and the priorities as you see, both in terms of the KP, but also in terms of this relation with the IPOs, as yeah. the international community, towards moving towards yeah. a sustainable situation?
I'm not thinking anymore about challenges with United Nations police. They are just on the end of the mission. They maybe, some of them somehow, few of them somehow will be with a new European police mission in Kosovo.
Mm-hmm.
ULEX. But with them, I'm not. I think that they will end in a good way. They will be respected for what they did, because it is obvious that they did a great job. They established the service. We have a structure in place. We have a people in place. Okay, it was a joint with OSCE and other international organizations. But we have a good structure in place. We have a resources in place. Now we need to work more on capacity building, on the developing our capacities inside of the service. With the ULEX, I don't see problems. They because they have a clear mandate. They will advise, they will mentor, and sometimes they will correct our decisions if wrong in relation to some EU standards. But with ULEX, the mandate is very clear, and there is with their head of the mission, and they know exactly that they are coming in Republic of Kosovo, they are coming in independent country, and they are dealing with the agency, law enforcement agency, which belongs to the government, because currently we don't belong to the government. We are still with the United Nations. And it's really not good for me to speak bad for my boss, because my boss is UNMIC. Mm. Even I go to visit minister now, it's practically, we are responsible to them, we are sending them memos, but officially nobody can complain or blame me that you don't respect the Prime Minister of Kosovo, because I'm still 1244, I'm still with the Commissioner of Police. But I don't see challenges regarding relationship with the ULEX. It's an excellent beginning with them, I see. Yesterday I told them, and maybe this is good to emphasize, I told them, we know a lot of things in Kosovo. We are a very capable police service, because we have got a lot of training, we have got a lot of experience, different experience. We can serve this people, this nation or people better than everybody in Europe or in US. What we don't know is that we don't know the road to EU. Because of that, Mr. ULEX, I am making jokes sometimes with them in order to get more flexible relations. Mm. And I need all the time to be... I told them, Mr. ULEX, what we don't know the road to EU. EU is destiny. For KPS, or for KP now, destiny is Interpol and Europol. Europol is a police, European police organization. Your job is to lead us in order to get there. We will follow you. It's maybe like a philosophy, but this is a situation. We have all resources in place. We have got a lot of training. We need more specialization, and this is challenge. More specialization in the organized crime fighting. More specialization in the use of technology. More training on the... management and leadership. Mm. I believe on a strong leadership, but I think that we still are lack of leaders. Challenge that it's good to be wrote in your research is a possibility to be under pressure of politics. Or influenced by politics. We are a very small country. But even in the United States, chief of police are under politics pressure. But here in the Western Balkans...
They're nominated, right?
Yes, yeah, because of that, sometimes they are doing phone calls. Hey, chief, what are you doing? Do you know that you have additional mandate? Or, but here in the Western Balkans, opportunities are more, and the influence can be worse. And opportunities are, and they will ask for private reasons, for not for state reasons or for community reasons. And this is a challenge. Possibility to be, how can I say? Maybe you have got what I tried. Losing the professional autonomy.
Mm. To operation, be influenced by members of government.
Yes,
or
exactly. That is challenge. That is challenge. To me, Kosovo is KPS is the best story. It's the most free corruption organization in southeastern Europe. My brother is living in Holland, in Dutch. He has got citizenship. He's a Dutch guy. He's not anymore Kosovo or Albanian. He came from Dutch last night through Slovenia. They asked money for him. In Croatia, they asked money. In Montenegro, they asked money. My police officers in the border, welcome, sir. You need a visa for this, to stay here. They didn't know because his surname is not my surname. And I like this. And there is not, this case, a lot of cases. But challenge, another challenge is salary. Low salary, very low salary. We have no social insurance. We have no healthy insurance. But I hope that government now, new government, we are in a country, they will think to solve somehow this. Dear Arthur, I have what we can do. We can again, you will be for...
next 10 days, sir.
We can, you have my business card. I have your business card.
Okay,
no need protocols, no need bureaucracy. Hey, Bear, can we have a coffee? And we can continue.
All right,
again,
that'd be wonderful. Well, thank you very much for it.
Po.